Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters on a Sunday morning, a rainy, rainy Sunday morning. Wes Moss, your host. 9:35. Monica Matthews had to run early. Hopefully everything is fine with her. And I just don't know at this point. But we are on a little bit early here. And quite frankly, there's a lot to talk about because we had a Dow Jones drop 1,413 points this week. That's 5.7%. So a lot swirling in the world that you and I live in, particularly on the from an investment standpoint. Standard Poor's dropped another 6%. NASDAQ down 6.5%. So here we are, shaping up to be a particularly volatile year, exactly what we had talked about as we wrapped up last year, 2017, after two straight years of zero volatility whatsoever, the most placid market in the history of the world. And we knew that that could not last, and that is exactly what's happening this year, 2018. Just a tremendous amount of volatility, whether it's coming from Washington or it has to do with a big technology company or has something to do with interest rates of the Federal Reserve. Those are all of the culprits, if you will, for this week's massive drop. Here we are on the year now for the Dow, down almost 5% for 2018. The S&P 500 is down over 3%. For 2018. So there's a lot of cross currents that are happening, and the what was seemingly, let's call this, a little bit of turbulence in Washington has turned out to be really a roller coaster, and it's exactly what is it is a significant factor in what the market is looking at right now in 2018. We had a giant start to the year, up 8% on the year at one point, almost a runaway train in January. And then the end of February got here, the very end of that month, and the wheels came off that train. And we went into a full 12.5% correction at one point during February. Then we rallied back as if everything was fine, nothing had ever happened. And now we're back very close to that correction type mode, the Dow, in fact, down in correction mode. The S&P 500 is very close to that. So here we are. Welcome to America. Welcome to Wall Street. Welcome to investing. This is what happens in a normal context, in a normal environment. It doesn't feel like, it doesn't feel good. But then remember, hey, it takes some pain to get through the marathon that gets you to a 10% return per year. Which is exactly what the market has done for you. Nobody said that would be easy. Nobody said you could just lie there and have it happen and everything would be fine. This is a long-term marathon, and there's some serious hills to go up, and those hills are painful, and that's exactly what we are experiencing right now. So good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. We want to talk about really three things that this market is facing that could potentially topple this market. And I'm not here to fear monger and grandstand like the financial news channels, because I don't think that we're in that trajectory. But there are a couple really important issues that we do need to address, and that's what we want to do today. And we've got 2.5 hours. We have all the way until noon today on Money Matters to do so. So I want to also open up the phone lines here on a Sunday morning. It's not a pretty day if you're in Atlanta. It is rainy. It is cold. It is a miserable day outside. It's been a miserable week on Wall Street. Probably a miserable week in the White House if you live there. So if you're around the country and not here in our this cold, rainy morning, and if you're in Michigan or Texas and Pennsylvania, where so many of our listeners are as well, then we are here to take your phone calls and questions. The number in the studio, 404-872-0750. Happy to take your calls and answer what is on your mind. We like to think that we are really one of the last, if not the last, financial radio show, live radio show that is objective in answering your questions. You know, we don't have an agenda here. We want you to get to a better place when it comes to retirement as soon as humanly possible, sooner than you might think. And that's exactly what the theme of the show has been for so many years. From an investment standpoint, and these are weeks when it reminds us why we enjoy income investing so much. When you get into an environment where stocks are they're no longer a runaway train and they become a roller coaster, or it's a train, the wheels have come off, you start to think to yourself, well, income investing is a different perspective on investing, and it is looking at the consistencies that you can create as an investor. And those consistencies are not, they're not impossible. You know, this is not for... this is not for algorithmic computers designed by MIT graduates. This is just fundamental investing that enjoys dividends and interest and distributions that create cash flow. And no matter what happens in these markets, up or down, that cash flow, even in the worst of times, stays pretty darn consistent. Yes, sometimes it'll go slightly lower if a company is paying trouble paying its dividend. But as long as you have a diversified income stream from, let's call it 20, 30, 50 different components, that income stream most of the time from year to year to year actually goes higher and higher and higher. And that is something in this swirl that we live in is a lot easier and a lot less painful to be able to be focused on. So income investing, dividends from stocks, interest from a variety of bonds, and distributions from real estate, pipeline companies who have not done all that well in the last couple of years, but pay nice distribution rates. All of that together creates a cash flow. And that cash flow in the equation that is total return is simply growth plus income. Growth from year to year to year is very inconsistent. Income is not. It's the contrary of inconsistent, as it happens steadily and methodically, month after month, after quarter, year after year. And that's exactly why we enjoy income investing, particularly in weeks like we see today. We will go to the phones. The number in the studio, 404-872-0750 is the number right here. Again, 404-872-0750 and 1-800-WSB-TALK. Going to the phones right now, we're joined by Jim from Jasper with some rain in the background, my friend. What's your question? How can I help?
Well, I actually have some profits still left in my portfolio, and everybody says when you get to 20% profit, why you should sell half your stock. And then,
okay, so you're saying, so you've got 20% profit in a stock or the whole portfolio, Jim, and everybody's telling you to sell when you got 20% profit. Is it everything, or just you have a particular company that you have profit in?
Yeah, I've got some stocks that I have almost 150 to 200% profit in. I just never took the profits.
Well, I've never. It's funny that you mentioned that everyone says to do that. I must have not. I don't know if I've met everyone, because I've never heard that in my life, and I've been investing for 20 some years. So, I've never even heard that. When you get a 20% profit, I mean 20%, Jim. That's a decent year in the S&P 500. Last year, the S&P was up 22%. So if you did that every time the market did well, you'd be missing out on an awful lot. That the market works in big fits and starts. It's feast or it's famine over time. And for the most part, you know what I'm reminded of from your call, Jim? I just, have you read, so this is not everyone, and I don't think Mr. Buffett has been introduced to Mr. Everyone, but have you read the annual letter from Warren Buffett this year?
No, sir, I have not.
Take a look at this. It's one of the most remarkable things that I have ever seen in investing. And it has to do with the very first page of Berkshire Hathaway's annual letter. And that annual letter shows what Warren Buffett has done from 1965 until today in his portfolio. And he lists right next to it the S&P 500 in each year, comparing the two. The S&P, since he started back in 1965, has grown in, it is a shocking number, 15,000%, a little even more than that. But if you look in the Warren Buffett column, the Berkshire Hathaway column, you look down from 1965, all those years until last year, 2017. And this is from a guy who takes the opposite approach of what you just mentioned. He never sells his winners, except for a rare occasion. Once in a while, you'll see hear Warren Buffett sold something. His return, Jim, is 2.4 million. Yes, 2.4 million. Sounds crazy. Read the letter. 2.4 million percent. since 1965. So be very, very careful of the advice of Mr. Everyone. We've got this just in. We will be right back to Money Matters. This is an alert. It's actually a red alert right here on Money Matters, right here on WSB Radio. Stay tuned.
This is a traffic red alert from the WSB 24-hour traffic center.
At 9:45 in the Coolray Carrier, WSB 24-hour traffic center. You heard it right. It's a red alert. Georgia 400 northbound past I-285. All lanes shut down right now with a multi-vehicle wreck. Again, that's Georgia 400 northbound just past 285. A multi-vehicle crash has all lanes shut down. Traffic is being diverted onto I-285. You can avoid that and just jump over on Highway 9 as an alternate. I'm Veronica Harrell, WSB.
And we're back. Why, that is a red alert. 400, that is a major traffic alert. And that's exactly why you tune in to WSB Radio. We were stuck. I think it was because Pence was in town on Friday evening, and I had to drive one of my boys to lacrosse practice. And I live right here in Midtown. I don't know how many blocks, but 5-8 blocks maybe from the Lowe's hotel. And I could not even get out of my parking spot in front of my home. So I live in the neighborhood kind of near kind of the Midtown area, and I couldn't even, it took me 15 minutes just to come out of my parking spot and get a block. So I'm tuning in, hitting buttons, trying to find WSB Radio as soon as humanly possible. So good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters. We're on earlier than we said we would be this morning. We were supposed to be on from 10 to noon today. Instead, we started at 9:30, a little bit early. But there's plenty to talk about. We just finished up a call with Jim. And this is really a remarkable example of what happens when you keep your winners. Exactly the opposite of what our caller just said. Jim just said, hey, I'm up 20%. Everyone, and I love these terms, everyone. I don't know who in the world everyone is. Is that like your uncle and your ex-wife? Is that everyone? Is it your kids when they're yelling at you? Is that everyone? Because everyone is probably it's your dumbest relative, whoever that is, or your dumbest friend is everyone. And they always have this investment advice that is so blanket. It's so, it is so black and white, and it is so unbelievably wrong. So just remember that. Next time you get a tip as you're trimming your hedges and your annoying neighbor leans over and tells you something that he did with his money, he's probably rooting for you to go in the wrong direction. And maybe that's why everyone's advice is just so unbelievably wrong. And don't take it from me. Take it from Warren Buffett. Again, one of the most remarkable black and white examples of why you don't sell your winners over time. That's the philosophy of Buffett. You find a good company or a dominant company, which are so difficult to find in the world that we live in. The trajectory of that company or that stock can be remarkable. If you look at his profits from 1965 until 2017 versus the S&P 500, which is up a remarkable 15,000%, Berkshire Hathaway at 2.4 million percent. In black and white, Buffett letter 2017, just remarkable. Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. We're going to go to a quick break. We're going to be back here with your calls, questions. The number in the studio, 404-872-0750. Give us a call, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Stay tuned.
Now back to Wes Moss and the money and investing advice you need.
Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters. Right to the phones here, our number 404-872-0750. James joins us on the line from Doraville. What's going on? How can I help, James?
Good morning, Wes. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I'm 69 this year and everything, and I have a 457, and it's got about close to 70 grand in there. And I'm making right now, as of December, my total income is about $47,000, about $40,000 or $41,000 after taxes and everything. And I'm trying to figure out what the I think the government has a requirement you have to take out a certain amount each year, that 457. Seeing the new tax laws going into effect and everything, what I like to do is be able to take out a maximum amount without having to trigger the tax upper categories of the higher tax.
Oh, I see what you're talking about. Well, remember, so the required minimum distribution on retirement accounts when you hit 70 and a half is just a table. So it's a set amount that you would now, it's a set calculator, if you will. It's a divisor that works out to about 4%, James. And it applies to the amount that was on December 31st of that account. So they'll tell you exactly what you have to take out. It's a minimum amount. You can take as much as you want. In your case, I think what you're asking is how do you take that out up until you hit the next tax bracket is what I think you're asking. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, what I like to do is get the complete funds of the 70 grand out before I get on my last leg, say within the next 10 years, but I like to get it all out as soon as possible without having to trigger higher tax brackets and everything.
Got it. Well, remember, are you married or single?
Single.
Swinging single. James from Doraville. You are up to $82,500. You stay in the 22% tax bracket. So I think that's the number you're looking at. The new 12% bracket is about $9,500 to $38,700. It sounds like you'd be above that. So really from $38,000 all the way up to $82,500, that keeps you out of the next bracket. So that's all $22,000 until you go to the 24 bracket. It's about 82 grand and higher. And then, of course, the brackets go up higher than that. James, stay dry, my friend, here on this Sunday morning. You're listening to Money Matters. I'm your host, Wes Moss. Stay tuned. More Money Matters in the 10 o'clock hour, News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.